bet on the 85-year-old's condition. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling is a live call-in radio program providing doctrinal dialogue, cultural commentary, and insightful interviews with some of today's foremost Christian authors and leaders. Knowing the Truth is the outreach ministry of the Mountain Bridge Bible Fellowship, located on Highway 25 in Travelers Rest. The goal of the church and the radio program is to seek the glory of God in the salvation of sinners and the sanctification of the saints by the ministry of the Word. For more information, go to www.knowingthetruth.org. Here with today's edition of Knowing the Truth is Pastor Kevin Bowling.
Good afternoon, Greenville, South Carolina. I am Mel Duncan, a ruling elder at the Second Presbyterian Church in downtown Greenville, and it's my privilege to be sitting in today for Pastor Kevin Bowling on Knowing the Truth, one of the upcountry's great radio programs in which we interact with today's Christian leaders and hear stimulating interviews about what's going on in evangelicalism and throughout the world. And today we're going to continue these conversations by talking about an outstanding series of conferences that are coming up throughout the country and are coming to Greenville on November 19th through the 21st, called the Full Confidence Conference Series. Full Confidence is a series of important gatherings all across America, emphasizing the trustworthiness and sufficiency of Scripture, and is led by some of the church's leading theologians. It's organized by the Westminster Theological Seminary, and it's coming to Greenville, where it will be hosted by the Second Presbyterian Church of Greenville on November 19th through the 21st. If you're interested in this, and I'll say this throughout the program today, you can register by going to wts.edu/Full Confidence. And Full Confidence is the theme of today's radio program. And I'm pleased to bring on to the program with me today two men who are involved in this conference. Dr. David Garner is the Associate Professor of Systematic Theology at Westminster Seminary. He has degrees from Chapel Hill, Dallas Seminary, and Westminster, and has contributed to a number of articles. Also has served previously as a missionary to Bulgaria. We welcome Dr. David Garner, and we also welcome his colleague at Westminster Seminary, Dr. Scott Oliphant. Dr. Oliphant is a professor of apologetics and theology. He has advanced degrees all from Westminster Seminary and was personally mentored by one of the 20th century's leading evangelical apologists, Dr. Cornelius Van Til. It's my great privilege to welcome Dr. Garner and Dr. Oliphant. Men, are you there?
We're here.
Yes, we're here.
We thank you so much for joining us today. I must say it's a beautiful day in the early autumn here in South Carolina. How are things in Philadelphia today?
Well, we needed the rain, I'll put it that way.
Well, hopefully it's not as bad as Pakistan from a few months ago, right?
Right.
No, not at all.
Well, men, we are so grateful that you're with us today, and we are excited about the Full Confidence Conference, and we are delighted to be able to tell our listening audience today on the Knowing the Truth radio program a little bit about this event. And perhaps I could begin with you, Dr. Garner. Tell us what prompted you in planning to execute and host these conferences all around the country. What was Westminster Seminary thinking about in the need to promote full confidence in the Word of God?
Well, I would say there was a number of factors. In large measure, those factors have simply intensified since we started first thinking about this. In recent years at Westminster, we have had some pretty rigorous challenges internally in terms of addressing these issues and being certain that we are upholding the Word of God as the Word of God. And thankfully, in God's kind providence and through the leadership of our administration and our board and together with us as a faculty, we have been able to see our institution really make it through that particular difficulty in recent years. But that's sort of a microcosm, if you will, of what is going on more broadly in evangelical circles as it relates to the doctrine of Scripture. There are some new books and articles literally coming out on an almost weekly basis in which the very foundational assumptions and definitions of Scripture as the outbreathed Word of God, the inspired Word of God, which is infallible and inerrant, is now no longer a liberal versus Christian question, but it is now something that is within the umbrella of so-called evangelicalism, as so-called evangelical scholars profess really allegiance to some serious errors as it relates to the doctrine of Scripture. So all of that has led us to recognize these are issues that we must hit head on and very carefully and pastorally and truly at an academic level as well as at a churchly level address these issues. And so that's really what's precipitated all of this.
Dr. Garner, you teach at one of evangelicalism and the Reformed world's leading institutions, Westminster Seminary, a seminary that was, in a sense, born out of a theological crisis, which is like what we're seeing in the world today. And one of the great things about this Full Confidence Conference is Westminster is telling everybody that we are about what we've always been about, and we're affirming the sufficiency, you might even say the perspicuity of Scripture, the way in which we want to lead with what we are. And I just want to commend you for this. We're excited about y'all coming to Greenville, and we want everyone in our listening audience to know about this. This is a conference that's open to anybody who is interested in affirming the truth of Scripture, and it's going to be taught and led by some of the very best men who have written and defended this doctrine on both the academic and the popular level. Tell us some of the themes, Dr. Garner, that you hope to cover in this conference when you'll be in Greenville in November.
Well, I would say there is always a number of themes that surface in when we do these conferences. I say at the very base, we want to help people when they put their heads on their pillows at night to be able to lay their heads down with a confidence that they know that in God's Word they truly can trust completely. And, you know, it is a lie, frankly, that the Bible can't be trusted. It is truly the very Word of God, and it is worthy of our, as this conference has put it, full confidence. So the goal really is to reaffirm and to encourage people, God's people, to reaffirm their confidence in the Word of God. So the themes that are being addressed are themes about the nature of Scripture. You've already mentioned the notion of perspicuity or the clarity of Scripture. That's an issue, frankly, that many in the scholarly world look at the Bible and say it's an absolute mess. How can we make any sense of it? And frankly, it is the messy work of these scholars that leads to those conclusions. It is not the Bible itself. And so we want to encourage people that they can read their Bible and can truly have confidence that God has spoken and He has spoken clearly. There are issues of interpretation. There are issues of really what does it mean that the Scripture is the very Word of God? What are the implications of it as a divine book communicating to us? Well, the implications are that it is sufficient, it is necessary, it provides us what we need for life and godliness, and we want to reaffirm those things for God's people.
Dr. Garner, you mentioned some popular challengers and books and movements that are out there that have shaken people's full confidence in the Word of God. What are some of those things, and how will the Full Confidence Conference address those movements or people specifically?
Well, we are intentionally trying to address the issues and the concepts without really moving towards any sort of attack of personalities as it relates to these issues. But there's a book that was published in the last couple of years by a scholar by the name of Kenton Sparks, who has written a book in which the subtitle is An Evangelical Appropriation of Critical Scholarship. And essentially what he's arguing for is what he describes as a believing criticism, and is actually seeking to synthesize in some ways those things that can't be synthesized. It's some way analogous to Barth's neo-orthodoxy and his neo-orthodox approach to Scripture that was actually far more a partner with liberalism than it is actually with orthodoxy itself. So Sparks, in seeking to say that the only intellectually justifiable position is to believe that the Bible is filled with errors, is actually wrought with problems in terms of his own assumptions and presuppositions. And so, you know, on a scholarly level, part of what we're trying to do is to dismantle the faulty methods and the faulty assumptions of such scholarship. But for the church, when we're speaking at these full confidence conferences, we want to speak at a level that will help people to truly understand that when they hear that their Bible is error-ridden, here are some reasons why they can know that that is absolutely not true. And so we'll try to engage that at that level.
Dr. Garner, I'm thinking in my mind of a person who might be interested in this discussion. Let's just say they're a typical person in the Knowing the Truth radio family. They're working hard each week. They're raising their children. Maybe they're a deacon at a Baptist church. Maybe they're a Sunday school teacher in the youth program at their local church. What are some of the ways in which they're going to encounter, through the teaching or preaching in their local church, what are they going to hear? What are the words? What are the kind of things they need to be aware of to know that their minister doesn't have full confidence in the Word of God?
That's a really great question. I think there are multiple ways in which the Word of God is being marginalized culturally, marginalized within the umbrella of evangelicalism. And some ways is the question of what we might describe as the relevance of Scripture. You know, one of the ways in which in the pulpit that Scripture is determined as irrelevant is when it is not preached faithfully and authoritatively. So it leads people to the conclusion that they must look elsewhere for those nagging answers of their heart, for the questions about life and the decisions about vocation and parenting, but even more ultimately their understanding of their world, their understanding of God. When the Bible is not the place to which we turn for those questions, there is an implicit undermining of the nature of Scripture and what the Bible itself claims to be. And so I would say that sometimes, literally just in our sort of dimensionalized world in which we live, in which we have the stuff we do on Sunday is sort of the religious stuff, but the stuff that we do Monday through Saturday is sort of our own sphere, our own turf. Well, that's actually another way in which Scripture is being undermined, and what we want to help people to recognize is that the answers for life, the answers for the decisions that they have to make, these deep, heart-level, troubling issues of family, of life, of ministry, of meaning, of purpose, are found exclusively in the Word of God. And we want to point people to the place in which they will have those answers genuinely and properly answered.
Isaiah 40 says, "The grass withers, the flower fades, but the Word of our God will stand forever." We're talking with Dr. David Garner, an associate professor at the Westminster Theological Seminary in Philadelphia, and one of the leaders in this Full Confidence Conference series coming to Greenville, South Carolina, on November 19th through the 21st. If you're interested in standing for and on the Word of God, come out to this event. It's going to be hosted at the Second Presbyterian Church of Greenville. You hear the radio ministry of Rick Phillips every Sunday here on Christian Talk 660 AM at 9 o'clock in his program, God's Living Word. And we are delighted at Second Pres to be working with Westminster Seminary to promote the notion that should go across Christianity, that God's Word is sure and our faith depends upon it, and that we can go to the bank for it. And we're delighted to be having this conversation today with Dr. David Garner, and we're going to be joined in a few minutes by Pastor Kevin Bowling, who's going to be checking in with us from Mobile, Alabama. And we're going to continue this discussion today. If you're interested in participating, give us a call, 1-888-660-WLFJ. And our Twitter feed is up and running. twitter.com/knowingthetruth. This is Mel Duncan sitting in for Kevin Bowling.
You're listening to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. For more information about today's program, the radio ministry, and the resources we offer, go to www.knowingthetruth.org.
We want to hear your voice on Christian Worldview Today.
You know, we the people have got to stand up and say enough is enough. These are cases where the government is overstepping on so many different levels, and there's three great examples right there in three different areas of our lives where the government is stepping in and really putting a chilling effect on our rights.
Call us weekday morning 7 to 9 with your host, Dr. Tony Beam, on Christian Talk 660.
It's great pizza for a great price. So pack up the family and head over to Stevie B's near Walmart on Woodruff Road in Greenville. At Stevie B's, you'll find friendly faces and at least a dozen pizzas out at all times. Or you can order a pizza and they'll make it fresh just for you at no extra cost. So visit Stevie B's today.
Hi, this is Pastor Kevin Bowling, and I want to take the time to thank John, Ruth, Carlos, and the good folks over there at Stevie B's Pizza for their support of the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the woods, just outside of town.
Oh, not surprising. You've got your home. Bears have theirs.
Yeah, but see, this wasn't just any bear. This bear was wearing jeans and a hat, as in a Smokey Bear.
Jeans and a hat. That's definitely Smokey. What exactly did he have to say?
Well, we were about to head home, you know, after having a bonfire.
Oh, I can guess where this is going.
Right, right. See, Smokey told me the fire wasn't actually out. He said if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
That's true. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
Wow, no kidding?
I'm a forest ranger. We never kid.
Sorry.
that was a joke.
Oh.
Get your Smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Welcome back to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. Information regarding the resources referenced on today's program can be found at www.knowingthetruth.org. Now, here to continue with today's program is Pastor Kevin Bowling.
And I am Mel Duncan, and it's my privilege to sit in again today for my good friend Pastor Kevin Bowling, who is down in Mobile, Alabama, with Steve Lawson and R.C. Sproul at the Expositors Institute, one of the great conferences going on in America today. We'll be hearing from him in a few minutes, but I'm pleased to rejoin the conversation we're having with Dr. David Garner of Westminster Seminary, who is here to tell us about the Full Confidence Conference. Dr. Garner, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Tell us, how many conferences so far have occurred in this series of Full Confidence?
We have done, I want to say, about 4 or 5 of them so far, and will be continuing them until January of 2012.
So this isn't just a regional development event. This is really a huge commitment on behalf of the seminary, isn't it?
It really is, and in fact, we have intentionally sought to make this not a development event. We certainly always appreciate people's support of our institution and our ministry, and we need that, but this is really motivated by a sincere desire in view of the understanding of the problems that are out there about we really need to speak boldly into them, and that's what our desire is.
Dr. Garner, in just the brief few minutes we have left together, and before we join Dr. Oliphant after the bottom of the hour, would you let our listeners know a little bit about the story of Westminster Seminary? Many of us know the great names like Machen and others, but perhaps you might just remind our folks who Westminster Seminary is and what its mission historically has been.
Well, you know, it's our history is a rich one. It goes back to the late 1920s. When there was a very significant change in the direction of Princeton Theological Seminary. And a number of men, following the leadership of J. Gresham Machen, whom you just mentioned, took the very courageous step recognizing that they were no longer operating in an institution that upheld the very issues that we're seeking to proclaim now, and that is the authority of Scripture and the truthfulness of it. And these were men who actually left good wages, good retirement opportunities, and started all over again and started Westminster in downtown Philadelphia with the goal, as to put it in actually Machen's language, to create specialists in the Bible. And these were these leaders, this small group of faculty, continued in their faithful leadership under Machen, and the seminary has gone through since 1929 when it first opened to the today when we have over 700 students here at Westminster, at which we are still today committed to training students in the truth of God's Word so that they can reach the four corners of the earth with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Many of our listeners in the Knowing the Truth radio family would be familiar with some of the great seminaries out there, like Southern Seminary in Louisville and RTS. But just speaking as an elder in the PCA, Westminster is one of those places that we've always looked to as a safe place. It's a place where our best scholars often go to do doctoral work. It's a place where oftentimes the best minds in evangelicalism live and teach, and it's something of a fountainhead for many movements and gospel enterprises. And let me say, our church supports Westminster Seminary, and our church is interested in the revitalization and the, frankly, in the Full Confidence Conference series, because we know it's an affirmation of the very, very best things of the gospel and the very best things that all Christian people are united in. So let me commend you men for going across the country at this time and being good ambassadors for Christ through this conference series.
Well, thank you very much. We're pleased to do it.
This weekend, I understand you're going to be in Maryland, and you have upcoming trips to Grand Rapids, Fort Worth, Vancouver. Any stories you want to share from the road to give folks a flavor of the conferences so far?
Well, we have had a really terrific response. We just did one, actually. The only one that we're doing in the local Philadelphia area was just this past weekend. And the types of questions, as well as the type of comments following the conference, is evidence of two things. One, that people are deeply troubled by what they are hearing from their pulpits, from the books that they read, and either explicitly or implicitly are aware of the undermining of the authority of Scripture. But the second thing I would say is that people are genuinely encouraged as they're leaving with a reminder that the things that they implicitly know to be true, now they have some very palpable things on which to hang their hat, so to speak, in terms of what the Bible claims about itself and why, with an intellectual rigor as well as a full heart commitment, that they can place their full confidence in God's Word.
Well, that is well said, and I hope everyone has heard the importance of this topic, but also the need for Christians throughout the greater Greenville area to stand together. Please come out to this conference series. It's going to be again on November 19th through the 21st. We want to thank Dr. David Garner for being with us today, and we want to thank you for sharing us something of your passion for our need to have full confidence in the Word of God. And we're going to hear from Pastor Kevin Bowling in just a few minutes, and then we'll pick up again this conversation with Dr. Scott Oliphant after the bottom of the hour. This is Mel Duncan coming to you live from the Knowing the Truth radio program. On behalf of Knowing the Truth Radio, stick with us. We've got another good half hour of programming just ahead.
Listening to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. For more information about today's program, the radio ministry, and the resources we offer, go to www.knowingthetruth.org.
Hi, this is John MacArthur, and bringing you biblical truth taught verse by verse is what Grace to You is all about. We're on Christian Talk 660, providing biblical nourishment so you can grow in your understanding and application of God's powerful Word. Join me, won't you, weekdays at 11:30 a.m. on Christian Talk 660 for Grace to You, where we're unleashing God's truth one verse at a time.
It's great pizza for a great price. So pack up the family and head over to Stevie B's near Walmart on Woodruff Road in Greenville. At Stevie B's, you'll find friendly faces and at least a dozen pizzas out at all times. Or you can order a pizza and they'll make it fresh just for you at no extra cost. So visit Stevie B's today.
Hi, this is Pastor Kevin Bowling, and I want to take the time to thank John, Ruth, Carlos, and the good folks over there at Stevie B's Pizza for their support of the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast.
International Christian Concern presents a moment with the persecuted church.
Hundreds of Egyptian Coptic Christians gathered in Cairo in April to protest yet a third postponement in the trial of a Muslim man who was accused of killing six Christians last January in Naga Hammadi. The protesters argue that this is a deliberate government ploy to frustrate Christians while conveniently limiting media coverage to divert public attention, causing the case to eventually be forgotten. In southeastern Bangladesh, armed members and sympathizers of a Buddhist rebel group captured a Baptist pastor and two other tribal Christians. The men were taken to a pagoda and severely beaten in an attempt to coerce their return to Buddhism. The pastor was nearly bludgeoned to death. The extremists then seized all blankets, Bibles, and songbooks from the church and forced church members to demolish their own building.
For more information on how you can help the persecuted church, visit persecution.org or call ICC at 1-800-ICC-5441.
Welcome back to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. Information regarding the resources referenced on today's program can be found at www.knowingthetruth.org. Now, here to continue with today's program is Pastor Kevin Bowling.
And this is Mel Duncan sitting in for my good friend, Pastor Kevin Bowling, who I understand is joining us from L.A., which we all know is Lower Alabama and Mobile, and the Expositors Conference hosted by our good friend, Pastor Steve, Dr. Steve Lawson, and some fella named R.C. Sproul. Kevin, are you with us today?
I am. You had me wondering for a second if I was in the right location when you said L.A.
You know, Kevin, I just like to try to get you, you know, and when I can do that on live radio, it's a special blessing.
It doesn't take much, Mel, you know that.
Brother, we're keeping the seat warm for you here. We're having a great conversation with our friends at Westminster Seminary who are bringing the Full Confidence Conference to Greenville this November, but we want to hear about what's going on at the Expositors Institute at Christ Fellowship Baptist Church in Mobile. Tell us about the wonderful teaching you're hearing down there this weekend.
Well, first of all, let me say that I'm looking forward to that conference. I understand it's going to be in Greenville in November, right? So I'm looking forward to that portion of it being right there in the Greenville area there at Second Pres. But for down here, we've just been having just a wonderful conference here. Of course, you mentioned with Dr. Steve Lawson and also with Dr. R.C. Sproul, and they've been preaching about preaching, basically. They've been talking about expository preaching and primarily looking at a number of the attributes of God and aspects of the gospel and how to talk about those things and preach through those things in an expository manner. And so up next here, I think Dr. Sproul will be speaking about the judgment of God. And so not necessarily aspect of the attribute, but just the judgment of God being that black velvet on which the diamond of God's grace is the backdrop of it. So just looking forward to that. Had a wonderful Q&A session last night. Dr. Lawson also preached a couple sections already, and just it's been just fantastic. Probably about 2.5, maybe 250 or so number of pastors and their wives that are here, and so it's a small enough pastors conference that it's you get to meet a number of folks. Just met a fellow from Heritage Bible that was here in town, sat and had some lunch with them, and then you know, just nice intimate sized group, but yet the preaching has been really strong.
as your radio audience already knows, if you'll just follow Kevin and listen long enough, you'll meet everybody in evangelicalism. If you just stick with Pastor Kevin Bowling, he just seems to know where the action is at. Kevin, what has been the highlight for you so far of the event down there? Has it just been RC and Steve interacting with the people? Has it been the topics? What has been the memory so far that's been made from this event?
Well, I think the Christ-centeredness of everything really is very forefront in everything that they're doing here, setting Christ at the very center of all of our preaching. And it's certainly a message that I would think that many of the pastors here are familiar with, but to hear it reiterated again and just to build our resolve once again to commit ourselves to preaching Christ in all of his glory throughout the scriptures, that's really what I've been coming away with. Let me tell the listening audience there, Mel, that after the program there today on Knowing the Truth, they can also, on sermon audio then, listen to the conference live. It's being broadcast live on sermon audio, and I think it'll start up in Greenville time there at 2:30, so half an hour after the Knowing the Truth broadcast ends with you. They will then have a live video feed from here of Dr. Sproul's message and then Dr. Lawson after him. And so folks can tune into that. They can listen to the audio. They can watch the video. It's all available right there on sermonaudio.com.
Sermonaudio.com is proudly hosts Knowing the Truth Radio, as well as a number of fine other ministries. And for those of you who aren't taking advantage of that, this is, in many ways, the archives of our faith. We've got some of the best messages and conferences and church services in Christendom right there at sermonaudio.com. And we commend our friend Stephen Lee for the wonderful ministry that he does through that.
Exactly.
Kevin, I know that you and I have worked together over the years to try to encourage pastors. Do you find that this event, much like the event we're having at our church, the Full Confidence Conference, is the kind of event that ministers to pastors?
Oh, yes. I've been talking to a number of pastors here, and they're very much encouraged by what they're hearing. Some of them are relatively new to the Reformed faith. They've recently come to the doctrines of grace or have been trying to teach through those things in their church, and they're just very encouraged by what the Lord is doing among themselves and in their churches. But then to come together with like-minded brothers here and just swap stories and encourage one another, I think it's been very, very helpful for them.
And I'm told that this is probably going to be one of the last conferences that RC is going to travel to do. Is that correct?
Yeah, in building up to this, I know that I heard Dr. Lawson, in fact, he mentioned it when he was on the program with me, that I guess Dr. Sproul has agreed with their leadership there at the church and at Ligonier to only accept personal invitations for him to speak personally at the events within the state of Florida. Hmm. And so he appears now at a lot of the events via satellite. And this is one of the few that he is, in fact, the only one, I think, for the remainder of this year, that he has agreed to actually be here in person in order to do the presentation. So obviously that's a wonderful privilege for us. And to, you know, so many people have come up to the microphone during the Q&A and just expressed their appreciation for his ministry over the years and what it's meant to them. It's just been a real blessing.
Well, Kevin, you're a real blessing to us, and we appreciate you checking in with us today. And we're trying to keep the seat warm for you here, and we'll look forward to seeing you when you get back. Tell us what you've got coming up on the program later in the week.
Well, Mel, we're supposed to be speaking on Thursday with Brian Chappell, and we're going to be talking about his book dealing with worship. And so it's an excellent book. He's scheduled to be with us. Tomorrow we're going to be playing a segment from World Magazine, something that I've already pre-recorded. But Thursday's broadcast will be live again, and they'll have an opportunity to speak with Brian Chappell.
Well, that's wonderful, my friend. Be safe down there in Lower Alabama, and enjoy the barbecue and the Gulf Coast weather. And please send our best wishes to Dr. Lawson and Sproul, and we'll look forward to hearing all about it when you get back later next week.
Oh, great. Thank you very much, Mel, for your help. Thanks for filling in, and just wish you all the best. We'll see you soon.
Thank you, Pastor. We'll be back in just a minute with Dr. Scott Oliphant, continuing our conversation about full confidence in the Word of God here on Knowing the Truth Radio, Christian Talk 660 AM.
You're listening to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. For more information about today's program, the radio ministry, and the resources we offer, go to www.knowingthetruth.org.
Discover peace for the things that are rocking your world. Family needs, church problems, the world situation, health concerns, death, divorce, or separation. Are these flooding turmoil into your life? Have you quit believing that peace is possible in troubling times? Don't quit. Tune in to Peace Talk here on Christian Talk 660 each Monday afternoon at 12:30. You can find hope, get help, and discover peace.
This is the Mefford Minute, a daily news commentary from Janet Mefford.
House Republican leaders have issued their Pledge to America. It's a 21-page document outlining the GOP's intent to advance policies that promote greater liberty, wider opportunity, a robust defense, and national economic prosperity. The pledge makes a commitment to improving America in five main areas: jobs, budget restraint, health care, reforms to legislative practice, and national security. The Republicans promise to stop tax increases, end TARP, subject all legislation to a constitutional justification, and enforce immigration laws. They also pledge to honor families, traditional marriage, and the sanctity of human life. Most heartening, the congressman issued a clarion call to America that said, "You've said you're mad at a government that won't listen to you. Today, we're listening. Now let us pray for our federal leaders that they will follow through on much-needed reform in Washington." I'm Janet Mefford.
For more information about the Janet Mefford Show
or the Mefford Minute,
please visit janetmefford.com.
Attention to the order. All Citadel Bulldogs are reminded to tune in Citadel Grayline, this one-hour statewide radio show all about the Citadel. Citadel Grayline features insider info direct from the Military College of South Carolina. And Bulldog coaches, players, and greats are all spotlighted on this power hour of LCID football, basketball, baseball, and Citadel alumni talk. That's Citadel Grayline, delivered by y'all.com.
Thursday night at 10 on 92.9 FM.
Welcome back to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. Information regarding the resources referenced on today's program can be found at www.knowingthetruth.org. Now, here to continue with today's program is Pastor Kevin Bowling.
And this is Mel Duncan sitting in for Pastor Kevin Bowling, and we are continuing our discussion now with Dr. Scott Oliphant, who is the professor of apologetics and systematic theology at Westminster Seminary, who is part of the Full Confidence Conference series coming to Greenville, South Carolina, November 19th through the 21st. If you're interested in registering for this event, please go to wts.edu/fullconfidence. Dr. Oliphant, are you with us today?
Yes, I am.
Appreciate you being with us today, my friend. Tell us a little bit about why you're involved in this series.
Well, as Dr. Garner was saying earlier, it was one of the it was actually his brainchild when this thing was initiated, and he wanted to get as many faculty involved as he could in the process. And so they're doing a number of these, as he said earlier, around the country and in North America, actually a couple in Canada. And I was asked to be involved in this one. I was glad to do it.
Dr. Oliphant, you have a well-deserved reputation as one of America's leading apologists. You teach apologetics as part of your ministry at Westminster. How does full confidence in the Word of God relate to apologetics?
Well, in a number of ways, actually. I think one of the things that we teach here is a method called presuppositional apologetics. I don't use that term much because it's a little bit confusing to most people. But fundamentally, what it means is the application of Reformed theology to the discipline of defending the Christian faith. And when we begin to talk about Reformed theology, one of the things that we recognize, back to Calvin actually and beyond, is the self-attestation of Scripture, which is a fancy way of saying that Scripture carries its own authority within it. Because it is God's Word, it carries God's power. And because Scripture is self-attesting, and because it carries God's power, that has significant apologetic implications in the use of Scripture and the truth of Scripture in defending the Christian faith. So it's my own conviction, as one who was converted as an evangelical and only later became Reformed in my theology, it's my own conviction that without a Reformed understanding of Scripture, that evangelicalism is going to falter when it comes to a strong view of what the Bible is.
Dr. Oliphant, from time to time when I'm visiting or involved in ministry in other church contexts other than my own, I will find myself in a church that we might say is maybe it's a mainline Protestant church. And I will hear a minister stand up and say something like this: listen for the word of God before he reads the scripture. What is he really saying when he's saying that?
Yeah, well, it's a great example because of the subtlety of what has gone on in neo-Orthodox churches particularly. You know, it's been said before that when Princeton changed its direction in the early part of the 20th century, it didn't move to liberalism, it moved to neo-Orthodoxy. I think that's probably more accurate because the influence of Karl Barth at Princeton was there in the early 1900s and really had a hegemonic influence even to the present day. And one of the things that that Barth teaches, and again, this is fairly complex because of the density of Barth's writing, but one of the things that he teaches is that that the Bible, as a textbook, a book of text, contains the Word of God, but we don't want to say the Bible is the Word of God. And so one of the ways that ministers in these churches who were trained under this kind of influence, one of the ways that they began to accommodate this is by that subtlety of reading Scripture. Instead of saying, listen to the Word of God and then reading Scripture, they would say, listen for the Word of God, because the Word of God becomes that subjectively. That is, you listen for something that to you is the Word of God. That's a pure neo-Orthodox Barthian view of the Bible. It's crept in now to evangelical circles, and it's back in a big way. And I think it's going to be, again, destructive of any church or minister or person who holds that particular view. Once you lose the Bible, I don't think this is an overstatement, you lose the God of the Bible. And we cannot afford to give one inch when it comes to that.
In many ways, Dr. Oliphant, it's just another way of man-centered religion, isn't it? That we become more important than God's revealed truth.
Well, that's exactly right. And one of the things that we teach in apologetics is that for all the complexity and for all the views out there that attack Christianity, there are only two options. You either choose for God and what he has said, or you choose for yourself. One is the way of life, the other is the way of destruction. And that, in a nutshell, that's what apologetics tries to show.
Dr. Peter A. Lilback is president of Westminster Seminary, and in his welcoming to folks attending the Full Confidence Conference, he says, "Our vision is to form Christian leaders to proclaim the whole counsel of God throughout a changing world." Dr. Oliphant, you do that every day by teaching theology and apologetics to students at Westminster. Is inerrancy up for grabs in evangelical seminaries now?
You know, it's up for grabs in the evangelical climate. I'll have to say I haven't seen specific seminaries that are saying that right now, so I wouldn't want to point there. It wouldn't surprise me if it is there. But the evangelical culture, as you probably know, has weakened significantly, partly because it is a sort of non-confessional at its root. That doesn't mean it doesn't have a confession. It just means it's generic enough so that it can undergo some changes. So it entertains things like open theism, which is a view of the character of God that has not been entertained in the history of theology proper, either Catholic or Protestant, for 2,000 years, and yet it's gaining ascendancy in churches. And once you have that kind of view held, it's obviously going to filter down to people in the pews. And I think the same is true with respect to the doctrine of inerrancy. If you take certain problems that are there in Scripture, and none of us doubts that there are problems there, if you take those as foundational so that you won't understand what the Bible is until you work out all the problems you see in the Bible, then you're starting with yourself, and you're saying, I'm the one who determines what this book is, and I won't determine it until I'm satisfied. On the other hand, if you take the Bible as the Word of God, as God speaking, and work at the problems from that side, then you begin to see that some of the problems might be resolvable, some of them not yet resolvable, maybe some of them not resolvable at all. But that doesn't change your basic conviction that the Bible is the Word of God. And if evangelicals think that that has to be proven, if you have to prove the Bible to be the Word of God by some external means, then the reality is, and this is true in every realm, philosophically, theologically, logically, the reality is it is the external means, whatever those are, that become the actual authority, and the Bible then takes second place. You see this lived out, for example, in the Roman Catholic Church. The Bible has authority, but only the authority that the Church gives it, so that the Church is the true authority, giving the Bible whatever authority it might have. And if evangelicals move in that direction, which some of them are, then they're going to be willing to say, well, we can't hold to an inerrant scripture, although we want to hold that the Bible's the Word of God. So I've even read people who would say that God inerrantly inspired an errant Bible. You get such absurdities as that, and that makes absolutely no sense.
Dr. Oliphant, we have time for a caller. Can we take a call for you right now?
Sure.
Let's go to line two. John, you're listening to Knowing the Truth with Mel Duncan hosting for Pastor Kevin Bowling. What's your question for Dr. Oliphant?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, and it rejoices my heart. With these, I'm sitting here looking at the Westminster website, and it talks about affirming the Word of God and about the absolute authority, defining and understanding and defending all issues of life. And I wonder, in Reform movement, and specifically at this Full Confidence seminars, is there going to be a strong affirmation of the historicity of Genesis 1 to 11?
Thank you, John.
It seems that we make these statements, and then we just forget about it in terms of the supremacy and authority of the Word of God over science.
Thank you, John, for your question. A question about the historicity of Genesis, Dr. Oliphant.
Yeah, the short answer is absolutely. That cannot be sacrificed in any way, shape, or form. What God did, Genesis 1 through 11, he did in history. It happened. It was an event. It could be referenced. And what we see in Scripture is referencing those actual events. So there's no downplaying of history in terms of the inerrancy of Scripture. Now, I hope your caller would know that there are differences by evangelicals who hold inerrancy, who have different views on, for example, what's happening in Genesis 1 and 2. But those differences do not amount to one person saying it's not historical and the other one saying it is. The differences amount to what's going on in history and what does history look like in those particular contexts. That's a different question. So the historicity is absolutely affirmed, and it seems to me anyone who denies the historicity of Adam, the creation of Adam, is on a slow, perhaps quick road to a denial of much of what Scripture teaches.
Dr. Oliphant, this raises an interesting question. Isn't it a fact that many ministers, in an attempt to, in a sense, help God out, will not tell their congregations about the more challenging parts of God's words? And by that I mean, perhaps rather than engaging the Word of God, they will choose to gloss over that as a way of, in their mind, keeping God safe for their congregation.
Yeah, I think that's certainly the case. And you know, I was in pastoral ministry for a while, and I know there's a balance you have to strike there. You don't want to come into the pulpit and say and preach on a text and say, now here's a problem, and so turn everything into a problem. By the same token, you don't want to gloss over problems that are there and not teach your people about them, because I think it's a wonderful opportunity to show people that while you affirm the Bible to be the Word of God, at the same time we have to use our minds as Christians, not as skeptics or cynics, but as Christians, use our minds to understand what the Word of God is saying in a particular context. And sometimes we reach a point where we say, we're not sure here. But that doesn't mean it's not the Word of God because we're not sure. That may mean that we have a problem, or it may mean that there are some things that we're not going to be able to work out. But it's important, I think, to instruct our people and people in the pews particularly that the problems are there, but that they don't challenge the veracity of Thus Saith the Lord.
Hmm. We are talking with Dr. K. Scott Oliphant, professor of apologetics and theology, systematic theology, at Westminster Seminary. He is a part of this wonderful series of gatherings across America called Full Confidence that is emphasizing the trustworthiness and sufficiency of Holy Scripture. It's being led by many of our brightest theologians in the Evangelical and Reformed Church. It's organized by the Westminster Seminary, and it's coming to Greenville in November, November 19th through the 21st, right before Thanksgiving. Get your friends, bring your family to Second Presbyterian Church on that weekend. Please go to the Westminster Seminary website for more information. There's brochures, there's information about the speakers, there's information about dates and registration. That's wts.edu/FullConfidence, wts.edu/FullConfidence. We have visited with Dr. David Garner and are now with Dr. Scott Oliphant, who is a minister and a teacher, and his field of expertise is apologetics. Now, some of you may not know that word or may be perhaps scared of that word. The question is not whether we are apologists or not. The question is, are we good apologists or bad apologists for the gospel and for the Word of God? Dr. Oliphant has given his life in the tradition of his mentor, Dr. Cornelius Van Til, in teaching ministers how to defend their faith. Would you give us briefly here, Dr. Oliphant, at the end of the program, a word or two about how a layman might begin the process of learning to be a good apologist for the gospel and the Word of God?
Yeah, I think, thank you for that. I think you're exactly right. 1 Peter 3:15 says that we're to set Christ apart as Lord and always be ready to make a defense. And that English word defense comes from the Greek word apologia, which is where we get our word apologetics. So that every Christian is meant to do apologetics. Now, if every Christian is meant to do that, certainly God has given us the tools to provide for that occurrence in that context. And the tool that we have primarily is the Word of God, that our defense is meant to be the application of God's Word to the challenges that come to us from different people, from different quarters, from culture, from society, so that, as one person has said, we ought to have a Bible in one hand and a newspaper in the other. We begin to read our culture and our context through the spectacles of Scripture, and this is why our understanding of Scripture as infallible and inerrant is absolutely foundational to everything that we say and do, and I think any Christian that holds that view is well on his way to equipping himself for defense of the Christian faith.
What are some books you would recommend for a Sunday school teacher, say, or for just a person new to their own faith that they could read to begin the process of learning some of the things that you teach at the seminary?
Yeah, well, I'm a little hesitant to self-promote here, but I did write one book that I am hoping is meant for people in the pews, and I wrote it for just for that purpose. It's actually a selection of Bible passages from which then I draw principles of Christian apologetics. It's called The Battle Belongs to the Lord. And the reason I wrote that is so that ministers could have an opportunity in their own churches to begin to help people through some of the principles of Christian apologetics that, as they arise from Scripture itself. Richard Pratt's book, Every Thought Captive, Bill Edgar's book, Reasons of the Heart, all of these are meant to do the same thing, to help people understand how it is that the truth of Scripture affects our understanding of apologetics.
Dr. Oliphant, Dr. Garner, thank you for being a part of Knowing the Truth today. We can't wait to see you in November at Full Confidence here at Second Pres. We appreciate your ministry, the ministry of Westminster Seminary, and may God bless you richly as you equip pastors for service in God's church tomorrow.
Thank you. Great to be with you.
Good to be with all of you today on Knowing the Truth. This is Mel Duncan from Second Pres sitting in for Pastor Kevin Bowling. You are always welcome to visit us, and we'll look forward to seeing you at Full Confidence Conference this fall.
You've been listening to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. Knowing the Truth is the outreach ministry of the Mountain Bridge Bible Fellowship, located on Highway 25 in Travelers Rest. For more information about the church and radio ministry, visit us on the web at knowingthetruth.org.
The opinions expressed on today's program are those of the announcers, their guests, and callers, and do not necessarily represent those of the staff and management of His Radio Network, the Radio Training Network, or Clear Channel Communications.
Life-changing teaching and talk for the Carolinas and Georgia. Christian Talk 660. WLFJ, Greenville, Spartanburg, Anderson.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. He was supposed to be signing books. Instead, former President Jimmy Carter is in the hospital.